When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Joseph, I have seen these posters around town many, many times, and I'll lay my cards on the table. Personally, I hate them. I would love to go up and rip every last one of them down. So we're kind of on a page here. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ, my friend. Yeah, I'm in a bit of a dilemma. And the last few weeks, I've been seeing this poster. But this week, I saw one of a little lamb going up to a human, and they said, "These lambs trust us," something like that, and we slaughtered them. So yeah. I'm off lamb now, okay? Just making it known, I'm off lamb. I can't bear to think the poor little lamb had been slaughtered. But I got a lump in my stomach thinking, oh my God, and then what about the chicken? And there's so many things out there now that have been slaughtered. It's awful. And then they have another one, PJ, about eggs. Every male chick, I think, is murdered when they're hatched. And I have eggs, and now they're trying to tell us what eggs. So what am I supposed to eat, you know, if my conscience is allowing me?
Yeah. Well, you see, Joe, apart from the fact that I don't believe a whole pile of what's on those posters, I eat eggs. Eggs are a very staple part of my diet. I wouldn't go a day without eating eggs. They're a fantastic source of nutrition and protein. I'm going to
and
eat
eggs. And I love
eggs.
Lamb.
Yeah.
Oh, I love lamb shank or rack of lamb.
Absolutely.
Love it.
And I don't have a problem with eating it.
Well, what about the poor lamb now? I feel awful. And then if you start with a lamb, what about the chicken?
But Joe, the lamb was always going to die for you to eat it. Always.
I don't know, PJ, would I die for somebody to eat me? That's very
well, here's the thing. If a master race comes along that's quite happy to eat you or me, we eat and we shall be.
Well, I tell you, they'll get fine eating me now anyway, so they would. There'd be plenty of fat. But though, it is something that's bothered me, though, PJ. No, not in a big way, I see. But if you look at little lamb's face and he's smiling and he's going up and next thing we're eating him.
Well, you see, here's the thing, Joe. You and I are two grown men that can have a discussion about this, have half a laugh and half not. What I feel sorry about is children. And know that those posters are being discussed. I think they're horrible to portray this thing to children. That if you eat if you eat lamb, or if you eat chicken, or if you eat eggs, you're some kind of a brute. And that's horrible, a horrible message to be sending to children.
Well, DJ, I'm no child, and that's what I'm feeling now, even myself. Actually, you know, I said to Darren, I said, oh my God, don't ever get lamb. Joe, you keep saying that every time you see one of those pictures, yet you have your lamb in a restaurant or that lamb shank. Because then I think the lamb is already dead, so there's no point. I can't change it for that lamb, you know what I mean?
I get you.
But they are kind of scary, though, PJ, aren't they? They would put you off.
They're designed to put you off, and I don't like them, you know?
Yeah.
And there's one about milk. Sure. You know, we're not supposed to use milk or dairy products.
Yeah.
And they have they have a poster about calves being tortured and all that kind of nonsense.
Do you know what they should do, PJ? They should post about chocolate. Might put me off chocolate. But what are we allowed to eat? What can we actually eat without it affecting us?
Eat whatever you like, Joe, as far as I'm concerned.
There's a lady just came out of the salon there. Are you finished with your customer? I said, I'm not. I better go back in, PJ, or I'll be murdered.
Go on, bye.
Now, God bless the lamb.
Talk to you soon. Have a good lamb shank for yourself over the weekend if you're out eating. No, I do. I have a problem with those posters. And I know they're there with good intention. I know they're put up by well-intentioned people. And I know in particular the one he's talking about, the lamb. And moreover, the lamb being slaughtered by what looks like, it's like a cartoon of a child. It looks like the lamb is being slaughtered by a 12-year-old. And I'm sorry, but I have a huge objection to those posters. I get it. The vegan movement would like us to eat less meat. That's fine. The vegan movement would like us to consume less eggs or no eggs at all. That's fine. They would like us to have no cheese or no... let them want that. Fine. Let them want that. They're entitled to want that. But I find those posters objectionable. Now, Catherine, this isn't about the posters, but your daughter has been a vegetarian for yonks. Morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
I'm good. What happened?
She was only 10, and we went in... I took her into the butcher to get the turkey, like at Christmas.
Yeah.
And the turkey, you know, the way the turkey was hanging, with his head and neck and the whole lot of blood coming out of him, she freaked out completely and she never ate. She didn't realize it, the animals were live like that.
Right.
And she freaked out and she never ate anything since.
Never ate poultry or meat or fish?
Nothing. No. Anything like that. So, she's a true vegetarian. So, and none of us were, like.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be trying to coax her to eat it then. But now, like, obviously 30 years later, she's still a vegetarian.
Yeah. Has she kids of her own?
She has, and they're not vegetarian. She's a husband. No. Yeah. But she doesn't like handling the raw meat.
Yeah.
She doesn't mind putting a chicken in or things in, but not the raw meat to handle it.
Yeah, but she's... Yeah, my sister-in-law would be a bit like that, actually. She's been vegetarian since forever, but her kids are proper carnivores, and so is her husband.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And we went to... Can I promote a place?
Go on.
I went for afternoon tea.
Go on.
Yeah, we went to Fota for afternoon tea there last week.
Oh, in the hotel?
For afternoon tea, yeah, the hotel. My two daughters, and you know the way it comes out in three layers,
yeah.
You know, the afternoon tea? So they brought out one, and they knew she was a vegetarian, like we told her previous, and we come out, gee, how are we going to eat all that? And next thing, they brought out one to her, separate with the three layers of small because she was vegetarian.
Well, that's good. That's good
service.
Well,
not very good.
That's good service, yeah. And they do, I know they do lovely stuff, like, would she eat eggs and stuff now, would she?
Not really, no.
Really, no, okay. So she's kind of somewhere in between vegetarian and vegan, is she?
Yeah, exactly. I think she might eat the... eggs all the same, Jim, does she eat eggs? I can't remember now.
Ah, yeah. Would she does she drink milk?
She would.
Yeah,
she's in between, I suppose.
Not quite vegan then. Not quite vegan.
Yeah, it is.
Good to get a plug for the photo people as well, because they do a super job down there, as do lots of the other hotels who do afternoon tea. Catherine, thank you. Catherine's daughter was in the butcher with her nearly 30 years ago getting the Christmas turkey. She looked up and she saw the turkey hanging above the butcher, and never to this day has she eaten meat since. And that is her choice.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.